Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The historicity of the Gospels. I'm intrigued by the way the four Gospel writers have recorded the dying declarations of Jesus. Check out how I shared this in a recent video. You know, this week as I was studying, I noticed something about the way that the four Gospel writers record these seven statements of Jesus. Check this out. The very first statement that Jesus makes is, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." Only Luke records that in his Gospel. As with the second statement, when Jesus speaks to the criminal that is being crucified next to him and says, "Today you will be with me in paradise," that as well is only recorded in Luke's Gospel. The third statement that Jesus makes is when he looks down and he sees his mother standing there and he sees his disciple John and he says, "Dear woman, behold your son," and then he says to John, "Behold your mother." It's only John who records that in his Gospel. Then Jesus hangs on the cross silently for about 3 hours before he speaks out in this megaphone-like voice, and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Only Matthew and Mark record Jesus making that statement, and that's the only one of Jesus' dying declarations that Matthew and Mark record. Then, after Jesus says that, then he says, and this is, we're going to unpack this one in just a couple of minutes, he says, "I am thirsty." Only John records that. And then he says, "It is finished." And once again, only John records that. And then the final words that Jesus speaks from the cross is more or less a prayer where he says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And only Luke records that in his Gospel. Now, here's why I think this is significant. I want you to think about for a moment if you have a group of friends that all attended an event that was very important to them. It was a memorable event. It was an exciting event that they were at. And then they come back and they want to tell you all about it. And they're just kind of so full of excitement from this that they're just blurting out the information. Some of them are going to tell you about something that they saw that the other people won't mention. Somebody else is going to say, "You know, I observed this over here." Somebody else might say, "Well, yeah, I saw that too, but it really wasn't as important to me as apparently it was to you." And they'll say, "Did you hear so-and-so say this? Or did you catch this? Or did you notice how?" And some of the statements, people will nod their head and say, "Yeah, I got that." Some of them people will go, "I kind of missed that one." Or they'll say, "Yeah, I heard it, but, you know, no big deal. It just didn't seem to be that important to me." Now, that has that ring of authenticity that they were actually there, and they all saw it from their own perspective. Detective J. Warner Wallace has said that when he is ever called out to a homicide scene, that he sends instructions ahead and he says, "Separate all of the eyewitnesses. I don't want them talking to each other." When he gets out to the crime scene and he begins to interview those witnesses, he said that sometimes people will share something with him, and then you'll go to the second witness and the third and the fourth and so on. And sometimes they'll share different things that you almost want to say, "Were you looking at the same thing?" But he says, "When I hear the different stories, I can put it together and I get a full picture and I know that it's authentic." He said, "If I'm hearing the exact same story from every person, what I know is that they've gotten together and they've conspired. They have agreed together what the testimony is going to be." And so I think the same thing is true when we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We read those four Gospel writers, and they're telling us the story from their perspective. And some people catch one thing that somebody else doesn't record, or there's an overlap, or however it works out. That tells me that it is real people that are reporting about a real historic event. And that's why I think that the Gospel accounts are trustworthy stories. They're not something where they all got together and said, "Okay, let's come up with a story together. Let's decide together what we want the story to be." Friends, the historicity of Jesus as told in the Bible is spot on and completely trustworthy.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.